Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hello, everyone. God bless you. Happy Valentine's Day. Happy blessed Valentine's Day. Amen. It's called Valentine's Day, and some of us call it Love Day. Amen. And with Jesus, we have love every day. Praise God. But happy Valentine's Day to you. May your day just be filled with love all day long. Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Mom is going to open us up with a word of prayer.
Give them everybody. We tell prayer this morning. Thank you for taking us, holding us, and hollering out our names. Be with us and stand by us. Love. You know we need you every step of the way. And we ask you to go with us and stand by us. Lead us along the way.
Yes.
Lord, go all the way with everybody today.
Yes.
And here's our president and hold him in our hands.
Yes.
Be with him and stand by him. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for just being with us and holding us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Mom.
You're welcome.
Amen. So today we have here with us, sitting with us today is Pastor Mom. We have Elder Pam today. Hallelujah. And myself. We got a crowd today. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's open up with our scripture, and that is Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6, and then Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Now, we read these Psalms every Sunday, and they should start to really get down in you. Amen. Hallelujah. Where you're memorizing them, and God is speaking to you about them. Praise God. Let's read Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with songs. For the Lord is a great God and a great king above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Amen. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Let's read that. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord God. We want to exalt his name together in the name of Jesus. It's so good to gather together this morning. Hallelujah. And just to tell him who he is. Hallelujah. So we're going to go around and just say, make one statement and say who the Lord is to you. Hallelujah. Amen.
The Lord is my provider.
Amen. Amen. Elder Pam?
The Lord is, he is my helper.
Amen. Hallelujah. And I want to say the Lord is my peace. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to open a line for Minister Rachel and family. Who is the Lord to you all today?
The Lord is
everything.
The Lord is everything. He's everything.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Pastor Price?
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
Amen. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Minister Donna?
The Lord is my big, great papa, Abba Father.
Amen. The Lord is your great, big, but Abba Father. Praise God. Amen. Pastor Mark, who is the Lord to you?
The Lord is our keeper.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord is our keeper. Praise God. Amen. Sister Carrie, who is the Lord to you? Oh, that's not Sister Carrie. That is, praise God. Hi, Evangelist Janie.
The Lord is my rock and my salvation.
Amen. Whom shall I fear? Praise God. You're
Amen.
Praise God. Now, Sister Carrie, you guys have the first three digits the same in your phone number. Sister Carrie, who is the Lord to you this morning?
The Lord is my strength.
Yeah. Hallelujah. The Lord's strength. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Strengthen the body and strengthen the mind. Hallelujah. Amen. And Sister Joanne, who is the Lord to you this morning? Sister Joanne, you got your mute on?
Okay. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good.
All right. The Lord is good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Sister Joanne. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we just want to bless God this morning. We just thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord God. We bless your holy name. You're a good God. Hallelujah. You're awesome, God. You're a true and living God.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Some more of who the Lord is. So you can repeat after us. Lord, you're our strong creator.
Lord, you're a strong creator.
You are the Lord Most High.
You are the Lord Most High.
You are the Lord my master.
You are the Lord my master.
You are the Lord my banner.
You are the Lord my banner.
You are the Lord my healer.
You are the Lord my healer.
You are the everlasting God.
You are the everlasting God.
You are the God who sees.
You are the God who sees.
You are the Lord of hosts.
You are the Lord of hosts.
You are the Lord my shepherd.
You are the Lord my shepherd.
You are the Lord my righteousness.
You are the Lord my righteousness.
You are the Lord my peace.
You are the Lord my peace.
You are the Lord my sword.
You are the Lord my sword.
You are the jealous God.
You are the jealous God.
You are the Lord my help.
You are the Lord my help.
You are the Lord our Father.
You are the Lord our Father.
You are the Lord our Judge.
You are the Lord our Judge.
You are the Lord my light.
You are the Lord my light.
You are the mighty God.
You are the mighty God.
You are the Lord who is with us.
You are the Lord who is with us.
You are the God that forgave.
You are the Lord that forgave.
And you are the Lord my provider.
You are the Lord my provider.
Hallelujah, Lord God, from everlasting to everlasting, you and you alone are Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. We're going to go into our declarations today. Hallelujah. And we're going to have Minister Rachel and her family read our lead us in our declaration this morning. So before they do, we want to say Job 22 and 28. We're going to go to those two scriptures, Job 22, verse 28, and Isaiah 40 and verse 8. 28 says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and thy light shall shine upon thy way. Mm-hmm. So when
Hallelujah.
We decree,
Hallelujah.
Things are established.
Yes, Father.
And I know that since we've been saying these declarations and then God has given you your own declarations to declare out of the word of God, you've seen some things be established unto you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We've seen it over here. Praise God. And light is shining upon our way. Also, Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands what? Forever. Amen. Amen. So we know we're in February now. The grass has definitely withered. Come on. And then the flower fades, and I keep talking about our flowers here in the house. We have flowers for Valentine's Day today. They're surely going to fade because they're not in the ground or anything. But we do have our orchid. We've been talking about that orchid that lasted for well over 6 months. And now it's still very much alive. It just has little buds on it waiting to come out. And our peace lily is blooming well. Hallelujah. It's still there. And it almost looks like it's looking out the window and saying, I know peace is coming. Peace is here. Peace is all over. Praise God. Amen. So, but, you know, flowers do fade, but the word of our God stands forever. And with so many things that are changing right now, hallelujah, we need to stand on the word of God, have our foundation in him, because that's ever. There may be great changes all over, but his word has not changed. Amen. So we're going to open a line for Minister Rachel and her family. Minister Rachel's going to lead, and we're going to her family repeating the declaration. Go ahead, Minister Rachel.
No, declaration number one. No weapon formed against me
shall prosper.
This is the heritage,
is the heritage
of the Lord.
Of the Lord.
Whatever I do,
whatever I do,
will prosper.
Will prosper.
For I am like a tree.
For I am like a tree
that's planted by the stream.
Planted by the stream
of water.
Of water.
And that's coming from Isaiah 54, verse 17, and Psalms 1, verse 3.
30.
Declaration number 2. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law.
Therefore,
I forbid
any
sickness
or
disease to come upon my body, every disease, germ, and every virus
that
touches my body
dies
instantly. In the name of Jesus. Every organ, and every tissue, of my body, functions in the perfection that God created it to function.
It is functioning.
And I forbid,
any malfunction
in my body.
In
the name of
Jesus.
And that's coming from Galatians 3, verse 13, Romans 8, verse 11, Genesis 1, verse 31, and Matthew 16, verse
19.
Declaration number 3.
Declaration number 3.
Great is the peace.
Great is the peace
of my children, and children's children.
And children's children.
For they are
taught
of the Lord.
Taught of the Lord.
And that's coming from Isaiah 54, verse 13. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you all so much. Good job. Good job. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
What a blessing. And I heard the children in the background. Hallelujah. You guys did a great job. I heard deep voices in the background, too. Praise God. Amen. Amen. So we're going to have some praise and worship today. And it's our theme today is love. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're gonna songs about love today. Hallelujah. Amen. One of Pastor Mom's favorite songs. I'm gonna play something, but before we play something, let's sing Pastor Mom's favorite song. I love you, Lord, today. I love you, Lord, today. Because you care for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you. I lift you up, I magnify your name, and that's why my heart is filled with praise. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. You paid the price for me way back on Calvary. That's why I praise you. I lift you up. I That's why my heart is filled with grace. Hallelujah.
Jesus was the best thing I've ever looked. Like the bread of life, the word of life, became flesh and saved my soul. That's why I love. Falling in love with Jesus. God praise in this house. Lift up the name of Jesus. Give him praise. We worship you. We worship
you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Falling in love with Jesus. That's the best thing.
Hallelujah.
I tell you, it's the best thing.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
It's the absolute best thing. I've ever done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. I remember when I fell in love with Jesus. Hallelujah. I didn't know what was going on. All I knew was this was long after I had gotten saved. And I had gotten filled with the Holy Ghost. I mean, this is like 20 years after I got saved. And I was just hearing from the Lord after being filled with the Holy Ghost, and we started having Bible study and prayer at AT&T, and it was just a wonderful time. And we would have prayer or Bible study at lunchtime. And usually we just do that. The presence of God will show up, and we go get something to eat and go on back to our desk. But this particular day, it was like I couldn't just turn him off like that, you know, and just go back and eat and go to work. And I was like, God, what is going on? You know, I can barely walk. I think we're not finished or whatever. And he began to let me know that I had fallen in love with him. He said, now remember when you first fell in love with the first boyfriend you had, you wanted to talk to him all the time. Y'all lingered on the phone, didn't have nothing to say, but you just want to linger in each other's presence on the phone. And you just, you know, you was either talking about him or talking to him or fixing to get ready to be with him. And I said, wow, you know, and I realized, oh, wow, I am in love with Jesus. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. And it's the best thing I've ever done. Hallelujah. He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. And he never fails us. Hallelujah. He's wonderful. He's truly wonderful. So this is a day, hopefully, you can remember when you fell in love with Jesus today and every day. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to have Elder Pam come on. And we've been praying a prayer for finances. And we've been praying this prayer. It's been a year now. And I tell you the truth, I have seen some dramatic changes in my finances since that time. Hallelujah. And so we're going to have Elder Pam read the prayer, and then we'll repeat after her.
Oh, I see it. Hello.
Yeah, in pieces. Okay.
Okay, good morning to everyone, and praise God. Praise God that we know him.
Hallelujah.
In this day and time. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Even especially over our finances. Lord, I commit my finances to you.
Lord, I commit my finances to you.
Be in charge of them.
Be in charge of them.
And use them for your purpose.
And use them for your purpose.
May I be a good steward.
May I be a good steward
of all that you give me.
Of all that you give me.
and walk in total agreement.
And walk in total agreement.
As to how it is to be dispersed.
As to how it's to be dispersed.
I pray that I will learn to live free.
I pray that I will learn to live free.
Of burdensome debt.
Of burdensome debt.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Where I have not been wise.
Where I have not been wise.
Bring restoration and give me guidance.
Bring restoration and give me guidance.
Hallelujah. Show me how I can help.
Show me how I can help.
Increase my finances.
Increase my finances.
And not decrease them.
And not decrease them.
Unwisely.
Unwisely.
Help me to remember.
Help me to remember
that all I have belongs to you.
That all I have belongs to you.
And to be grateful for it.
And to be grateful for it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
I pray that I will find.
I pray that I will find.
It easy to give.
It easy to
I'm
give.
Sorry, it easy.
Find it easy
to
give to you.
Yes, easy to give to you. I'm sorry.
You all just went up in the choir. Amen. We understand. You just went right on up. Amen. I understand. Go
ahead. It's easy to give to you.
It's easy to give to you.
And to others.
And to others.
As you have instructed.
As you have instructed.
In your word.
In your word.
Give me wisdom.
Give me wisdom.
To handle money wisely.
To handle money wisely.
Help me make good decisions.
Help me make good decisions.
As to how I spend.
As to how I spend.
I pray that I will find the perfect.
I pray that I will find the perfect
balance between spending needlessly.
Balance between spending needlessly
and being miserly.
And being miserly.
I just want to say that that word is like you're. It's kind of like being stingy, but it's like you're being careful with it. You're being careful with your money. I won't say like in God's eye it's stingy. It's like you're just being careful with where you're placing your money and what you're doing with your money. I just wanted to say that.
Go right ahead.
Hallelujah. And may I always be paid well.
And may I always be paid well.
For all the work I do.
For all the work I do.
And may my money not be stolen.
And may my money not be stolen.
Lost.
Devoured.
Destroyed.
Or wasted.
Multiply it so. What I make will go.
So what I make will go.
A long way.
A long way.
I pray that I will not be anxious about finances.
Be anxious about finances.
But will seek your kingdom first.
But will seek your kingdom first.
Hallelujah. Knowing that as I do.
Knowing that as I do.
I will have all I need.
I will have all I need.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Because it is written in Luke 12:31.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
It is so.
It is so.
Thank you, Lord.
It is so. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So as we give today, amen, it's such a blessing to be able to give and to do what the Lord's word says for us to do. Now, there's three ways that you can give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, and we want to just praise God for all of you givers. Amen. Because you have been giving,
Hallelujah.
And we give God all the glory for you.
Praise your Father.
You can give via Cash App, and that is $ESLCCC. which stands for East St. Louis Christian Center Church. So you can give through Cash App. You can, if you live in the Heritage House, you can give at the door, 2E. Amen. Hallelujah. And if you'd like to mail it in, which so many of you have been doing that, praise God, you can make your check payable to ESLCCC, 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Hallelujah. And I've just been hearing so much about giving, and we were listening to Miles Monroe. You know, he's gone home to be with the Lord, but we were listening, a group of us were listening to him, The Keys of the Kingdom, and he was saying one key of the kingdom is giving. And that's a big key, because that unlocks so much in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. So as we give, it's like, just imagine when you give, it's a key that's turning. And that key that turns opens even the windows of heaven. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That key even opens the ability for men to give to you, to give unto your bosom.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It just, it opens up so much when we give. And, you know, it's never a subtraction when we give, because as we give according to God's word, it doesn't return unto him void or empty, but it accomplishes all that he pleases. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you notice in these scriptures about giving, it always talks about overflow. So I'm going to go ahead and pray now, but make sure you got your key in. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen.
Put your key in. Make sure it's in there. Hallelujah. Ain't no sense in having a Mercedes, a BMW, a Range Rover, and you just sitting there and you don't have your key.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And a key is a very small thing. This is what the Lord is saying right now. A key is a very small thing, and it opens up great things.
Mm.
Hallelujah. So make sure you got your key in today. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the givers today.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. We thank
Hallelujah.
You for those who are giving. Your word says, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. There's
Hallelujah.
That overflow.
Hallelujah.
And running over shall men give unto your bosom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God will have people step up to you and give you money, and they don't even know you. Hallelujah. I'm in the middle of a prayer, but I hear testimony. I was on a plane. I was just talking about the goodness of God. The man sitting next to me didn't even know me and wrote me a check for $500.
I remember that.
Hallelujah.
I remember that.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I know he's getting blessings out of that right now during
Hallelujah.
This pandemic.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And so then and we pray for those who are tithing today. It's important to tithe. They're two different things. Giving and tithing, two different things. And we'll have to teach about that someday. But tithe comes first. And then once you tithe, then you're giving after you tithe, okay? So then the tithe is 10% of everything, and it should be the first thing that you have. Everything that God gives to us, because as Elder Pam read, everything we have belongs to you. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Lord God. Thank you. Hallelujah. For those who are tithing today, giving that 10%. Hallelujah. You're opening, the key is opening the windows of heaven right now, pouring out blessings. That's the overflow. Pouring out blessings from the windows of heaven. Hallelujah. And thank you, Lord God, for rebuking the devourer for our sake, that our money will not be lost, it won't be stolen, it won't be wasted. In the name of Jesus. And we give you praise. And then we always stand on Deuteronomy 1:10-11 that says that you'll make us a thousandfold more than we are right now. And that's an overflow. hallelujah, a thousandfold more than we are right now, and bless us as you have promised us. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for doing exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask, think, or even imagine. In Jesus' name, and we all say, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And now it's about time to get to the word. We're going to do another one more love song. Hallelujah. Before we get to the love song, because after the love song, then we're going to have Pastor Mom. We're going to have Pastor Mom to speak. Oh, somebody just wrote me a, sent me a text. Minister Donna just sent me a text, and we'd like to lift up Apostle Fred Price's family
yes,
today.
Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
You know, he passed away on yesterday.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, I hadn't told you, Mom. Sorry. Yeah. What a wonderful man of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And I think that so many people were impacted by his ministry.
Yes, yes.
I was definitely impacted by his ministry. I remember he was in New Jersey, and I was just getting into the things of God. This was in the 90s. This was probably about 1991, and went to the service with a friend of mine, and I mean, just got so blessed. And I remember on my way home from that service that the Lord called me as a prophet. That was my first calling, was as a prophet on my way home from that night. And so it was just, he had such a great impact on so many people. I know Pastor Price,
yes,
went to his services, you know, many times. Amen. And so just, you know, such a blessing. So we lift up Apostle Price, his family, loved ones, the church. I have a cousin who worked there at the church years. Amen. And our cousin worked there for many, many years. So, Lord God, everyone who was impacted by this man of God, we thank you for just comforting them right now, giving them peace beyond all understanding. And we thank you, Father God, for just bringing this man of God home to you. Hallelujah. Because you know the exact time that was needed for him to come home. And so we thank you for that even now, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for mentioning that, Minister Donna. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I didn't say that the song that we played earlier, Falling in Love with Jesus, that was Jonathan Butler. Amen. And wonderful man of God. We're going to play another song. I believe that's Jonathan Butler's song as well before we go, before Pastor Mom speaks this morning. But let's, I want to talk about Valentine's Day just for a few moments. You know, sometimes we don't want to say certain things because we're like, is this a pagan day or what? But the thing about Valentine's Day is it's about love. Amen. Amen. So Valentine's Day really became a day that we celebrate back in the 14th century, so this has been quite a while. But it talks, and when I was reading, it talked about how several Christian martyrs were named Valentine, and the day may have taken its name from the priest who was martyred in 270, the year 270, by Emperor Claudius. And according to the legend, the priest signed a letter from your Valentine to his jailer's daughter, whom he had befriended. And by some accounts, he had healed from blindness. Amen. He laid hands on her. She got healed. So other accounts say that Saint Valentine, who was a bishop, that that this holiday was named after him because there was a couple who wanted to get married, and the emperor was saying that he didn't want his soldiers married as they went out to war. Because, you know, he thought maybe they'd be thinking about their wives while they were at war. But this couple was very much in love, and they wanted to be married. And so St. Valentine, or Valentine, the priest, performed the wedding ceremony secretly. And for a lot of couples, you know, as the husbands were about to go off to war, and he was killed for doing that. Okay, so it was about love, and he knew that they needed to get married. So hallelujah. So we even pray for those who are in love and would like to get married. Thank you, Lord, for helping them to get married, even for such a time as this, where sometimes marriage does not seem to be. And for some people, it doesn't seem to be the thing to do. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when it's real love, when it's God's love, that can't help but happen. Amen. Mm-hmm. All right. So we're going to go to our Jonathan Butler song. And then Pastor Ma, who's waiting. Amen. And ready. She's waiting and ready. Hallelujah. And I'll just say this. With Pastor Mom, we've said this before, she really believes, and it's very true, that the Word of God speaks for itself. Amen. So if you want to go along with her, she'll be coming from 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 through 8. And this is, I think, a very appropriate song by Jonathan Butler, and it's called Love Never Fails.
You never turn away from the brokenhearted or the ones who stray from your love. And though we hurt you so, living life out of control, still you there, still you care. Your love never fails. Your love never fails. Gentle way of letting me know. And though I can see the dangers in front of me, I feel you near. Your presence here, your love never fails. Never fail.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Here's our pastor mom.
Good evening, everybody. Glad to be to speak today to you. And it may not seem like much, but it's much for me.
Amen.
And I thank the Lord talk about love. And it says, first, Corinthians 13:4-8. 1 Corinthians 13:4. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not jealous. Love does not boast. Love is not
proud.
First Corinthians 13:5. Love is not rude. Love does not
demand
its own way. Love is not easily
angered.
Love keeps no record of wrong. 1 Corinthians 13:6. Love does not delight in
evil.
Mm-hmm. Love rejoices with the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Love, 1 Corinthians 13:7. Love never, never, ever
gives up.
Love never loses faith. Love is always hopeful. Love is
endured.
Endures through every
circumstance.
1 Corinthians 13:8. Love never fails. And that means love never fails. God always takes care of all of us.
Amen.
And I just thank the Lord for him taking care of me and going on. Maybe this not seen so much, but I think love is much, many things to be done right. And I thank the Lord for that. So, we just thank the Lord for just going on with this love and everything. And I thank the Lord. Love never fails.
Hallelujah.
Never fails.
Hallelujah. Love never fails. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom. We just praise God. Hallelujah. As you say, that the word speaks for itself.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Love never fails. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mark. Hallelujah. You got a little text here from Anna. She just texting up a storm today. Hallelujah. She said it's much to us. Thank the Lord, dear Pastor Mom.
Yeah, you will. Love never fails.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So we're gonna give you all an opportunity to make any comments or anything. You can press your number one key, encourage Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. As she was reading, maybe the Lord even laid some things on your heart about love and spoke to your heart about love. So press your number one key. As we're waiting for you all to press your number one key, Key, and we're just going to take a moment and share even the greatest love, and that is John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Amen. That's some great love right there.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That's the love that never fails, right? Hallelujah. Amen. And so many years ago, I preached a sermon that was from a secular song, but it said, "All this love is waiting for you. Praise God." And so God wants you to receive that love. And the way you can receive his love is in Romans 10:9, and it says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Hallelujah. So his love that never fails saves us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So if you'll repeat this prayer after me, if you don't know for sure if you're born again, hallelujah, if you just feel the Lord's heart right now. Thank you, Lord God. Even as Pastor Ma read that scripture today, and you might have said, I want to be like that. I want to not take the record of, I don't want to be impatient, jealous, or proud. I don't want to own way. I want that kind of love. Well, this is the day. Receive that love into your heart. And when you receive it, then you can be it. Hallelujah. Then you can be the love. Glory to God. So repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
I believe you died for me.
You died for me.
And God rose you from the
dead. Forgive
me.
Forgive
of my sin. Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Come into my life. Be my Lord.
Be my Lord.
And be my Savior. Show me your way.
Show me your way.
And help me to follow you.
And
now I know.
And now I know.
According to the word of God.
According to the word of God.
I am saved.
I am saved.
I am born again.
I'm born again.
And heaven is my home.
And heaven is my home.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And Lord, we just lift up those who prayed that prayer. It may be the year 2050, maybe 2055, and you're listening to this. You found your way to this right now. You just said that prayer. You are saved today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We commit and commend you to the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We pray right now that the Holy Spirit seals you. Hallelujah, all over you, all of your body, your soul, your spirit, sealed in the Holy Spirit right now. And then we thank you, Lord, for filling them with your Holy Spirit and with power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God, for leading them to a Bible-believing church in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you can come and be a part. If you're here in this day and time, you can be a part of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. And all you have to do is call 516-418-5999. Hallelujah. We will be there to help teach you the things of God. Hallelujah. To pray for you in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. We see a couple of you have pressed your number one key to make any comments. Hallelujah. Anyone else, you can press your number one key. We do have time today. Praise God. You can press your number one key. We'll open up your line. We're going to start with Pastor Catherine. Welcome, Pastor Catherine. You got your mute on, Pastor Catherine?
Yes, I sure did. Sorry. Well, good morning.
That's
And first of all, I want to say Happy Love Day to my mom. Because if it wasn't for her love, that decided to allow me to live 9 months in her womb, I would not be here. And so I thank you so much, Mom, for the love that you showed me to bring me here. Praise God. And then I want to say happy love to all of you, powerful, and all of you. Happy Love Day. And I just want to share that no matter what someone has done to us, whether it's a mother, whether it's a father, whether it's a sister, a brother, or even a friend, that we are to love. That's a wonderful scripture. Whenever I have any problem with loving someone, God always takes me back to that scripture. It's not to hold any grudges against anybody, and if it forgets everything that anybody has done to us, and so we need to remember that. And that's just showing love. And I just thank the Lord so much, Mom, for just reminding us this morning of that beautiful scripture this morning. So God bless you all, and may God continue to use you. Mom, you always you're my hero. I can thank God that you're one that 88 years old and just keep on just sharing the word of God. So I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, and God bless you here. Once again, happy Love Day. Don't eat too much chocolate today, you all. But anyway, this is the day that we can love and eat the love today. Amen. Just this one day, but don't eat too much. So God bless you all.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Catherine. Love you.
Love you all, too.
Amen. We'll open the line for Pastor Price. Praise God. Welcome, Pastor Price.
Good afternoon, everybody. And I want to say, as Pastor Catherine did, happy Valentine's Day to each one of you, to Pastor Mom, to Apostle Kizzy, to Elder Pam, to Pastor Catherine, and all of the saints that are online in their respective places, and to everyone. Happy Valentine's Day. I thank God for each one of you all. And Pastor Mom, I thank God for that word that you shared today on love, because for me, through the years, you've been the epitome of the love of God. And I've watched you walk in the love of God. Just all throughout my life, I've looked at you and seen you be a walking example of that very passage that you read this morning. This morning then as you were reading. And so I praise God for you. And that has been it says we press toward the mark for the high calling that is in Christ Jesus. And I thank God that there's no greater higher calling than to be able to walk in the love of God, because God is love. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So I thank God for you, Pastor Mom. You're very strong in your voice today, very clear. And I thank God for who you are and what you do for each, that you've done for each one of us. Hallelujah. And again, that's what I've endeavored and asked the Lord. Let me walk in his love and to be like my mama too. Be like Jesus and be like my mama in the love, because I believe that many have been loved into the kingdom because of the love that God shows so marvelously through you. So I love you all, and God bless you all, and y'all have a blessed Valentine's Day. God bless.
Amen.
Oh, by the way, we are covered in snow here in Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
Yes. First it was ice, and Amber was in, and looked like an ice rink outside in the parking lot. And then after that, the snow started falling, and now it's I don't know how many inches we have. I'll have to see what the news says, but it's a winter wonderland outside. What'd you say, Joy? It's 11 degrees here. Joy says it's 11 degrees here.
Wow, that doesn't even sound like Memphis.
Right. No, it doesn't.
Well, praise God, praise God.
Praise
yeah,
God.
Thank God.
And love you all.
Love you too.
All right.
Amen. Amen. All right. We're going to open the line for Sister Monica. Amen. Welcome, Sister Monica. Good to see you this
morning. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Good morning. I hope y'all day going good.
Yes.
Hey, I'm Willie and I'm Bobby. Happy Valentine's Day. I love you guys so much.
Oh, love you too.
Thank you. But I wanted to ask you guys, could you pray for a really good friend of mine? And, like, it's just something that's just been weighing on my mind and my heart about her. So she recently had a baby, and she has lupus, and so she's just been so focused on making sure and taking care of him because he was premature. He was born at 34 weeks, I believe. He was supposed to be born on March 4th. And so she's just been having some pains and just been having a hard time getting some rest. So I was just asking if you guys could pray for her.
Okay. What's her first name?
Precious, and the baby's name is Malachi.
Oh, Precious and Malachi. Amen. Mm-hmm. So, Elle, do you want to pray for them? She was saying, did you hear what she said, Precious? Because you got a little friend named Precious, don't you?
Yeah.
That's what made me think about you praying. But Precious just had a baby, premature baby, Malachi, and she's been diagnosed with lupus.
Yes. Yes. Well, nothing, God is a God of the impossible. And we just thank you, Lord God, right now, as you were speaking,
yes,
that healing was going forward
in
the powerful, matchless, mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. We just thank you right now, Lord God, that, Lord God, everything, Lord God, that's going on, Lord God, in that household, in precious home, Lord God, is filled, Lord God, with love. Love conquers a multitude, Father God.
Thank you,
Lord God. We just thank you right now, Lord God, for what you're doing, Lord God, in the heart of Precious right now and her family, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the spirit of love ruling and reigning, Lord God. We come against any type of confusion or tension, Lord God, that may have been going on, Lord God, in that family. We thank you, Lord God, for restoration right now.
Thank you, Lord.
In the powerful matchless mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for surgery on the heart in that family, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come against any type of dissension, any type of grudge holding in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Anything that might stagnate the healing of her and her child right now in the powerful, matchless, mighty name of Jesus.
We
just thank you right now for what you're doing, what you're doing in that family. Praise you right now for bringing them together, Lord God. You're making them whole right now. You're making them whole, Lord God, in the name of Jesus,
Lord
God. You're bringing them together, Lord God. Whatever they've been going through, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, they're releasing it. They're releasing it in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we just praise you. We give you glory. We give you honor, Lord God. You said where there are two or more in agreement, Lord God, you're right there in the midst, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. God, we decree this thing, oh God the Father. We praise you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. They're releasing right now anger, anxiety, depression in the name of Jesus, Lord God, amongst each other, Lord God. Lord God, those things that have been going on from generation to generation, Lord God, by your power, by your might, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we renounce those forces, Lord God. Lord God, that have been trying, Lord God, to set president in their home, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, Lord God. Lord God, for the peace that replaces anything that's not like you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Peace be still. In Jesus' name,
Amen. Thank you. And as she was praying, and she really said this, just an atmosphere of healing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I saw as she was praying, because the atmosphere was not conducive for healing.
Mm-hmm.
But now it is.
Yes.
Amen. That's what you said. Yes. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
All right. And you always praying for somebody, Sister Monica.
Bless you, Monica.
Praise God.
God bless you. I saw that upon you.
Because I know you, Aunt Willie, and my mom is always praying for me.
For people.
So.
Amen.
Who she's surrounded by.
Amen.
Yeah, her heart is really for those who are struggling.
Amen. You hear what she's saying?
Yes, a heart for the people who are struggling around you. And God honors that in you. Continue to pray for those people. And a lot of times you don't even really know what's going on behind the scenes. But you see what they're dealing with, the sickness, and a lot of that stems from things that's going on in the family. And that's what I saw with Precious Family. You know, they just have they have to come together as a family. And a lot of that stuff will be, that lupus, everything will be removed from that family if they just came together in love as a family. A lot of that you may not know, but continue doing what you're doing. You have such a heart for people in going through things like that. And just continue doing what you're doing. And I say, God bless you.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. All right. Have a blessed day, Sister Monica. It's always good to have our colleagues. Okay.
Yes, bye-bye. Ma'am. That's right.
Amen. Who's about to graduate. Praise God. Amen. Opening the line for Minister Mary. Good, Mary.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
I just wanted to say happy Valentine's Day and that I love y'all and I appreciate the church and I appreciate the ministry.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you so much. Good to hear your voice this morning. Amen. We're going to open a line for Minister Rachel and her family. And then Minister Donna, you're next. Anybody else, press your number one key. Hello, Minister Rachel. You guys did a wonderful job this morning.
Yes. Oh, hi.
I have something to say.
Malachi, I said
you
have something to say. Go ahead.
Oh,
scripture. You were thinking over scripture?
Yeah.
Okay, now this is what I was going to say.
Malachi.
God is awesome to me.
He just said he wanted to say God is awesome. Because I guess he couldn't remember the scripture.
Oh, God is awesome. And that's the truth.
He said, God is awesome to me. Yeah, it's the truth. He said it's true. But he said he wanted to say a scripture, but then he just said, God is awesome to me.
And he's my superhero.
And he said he's a superhero.
All right.
And Malachi is so he told me not to tell y'all his name.
What's the number?
Calm down. Okay, I'm going to step out of the room.
Yeah.
I wanted to say, when the kids were talking, I was trying to hear the scripture that Pastor Ron was actually saying. I was trying to hear and listen in, but I was saying that I was encouraged because, yes, God's love never fails. And his love keeps us even through the crazy times. And I was also going to say, I really appreciate for you and my godmom and god aunts and Olin have been praying for us because there's some things that I've been up against and God has been giving me strength and encouragement. And I thank God for y'all prayers because they've really have helped me in the starting of the new year. And so God bless you all.
Amen. God bless you. Love you too. Hallelujah. And God is bringing you through all of this in the name of Jesus. He's working together for good, even behind the scenes in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. And I believe he's going to work this thing out. It's going to be nipped in the bud. In Jesus' name.
Praise
God. Pray with you.
Hallelujah.
And love you. Happy Valentine's Day. You are loved with an everlasting love. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Love y'all. Okay, Minister Donna, opening up your line.
Okay. Thank you. I'm just asking God to help me, Holy Spirit, to help me to speak clearly and briefly. But something Pastor Helen said when she was speaking about Pastor Mom, the powerful message that Pastor Mom spoke about love, which you can find from Genesis to Revelation, because God from the beginning all the way through to the end until we get to heaven, it's all about his great love. But she said something about her mom, and I want to say to Pastor Mom, I never met you in person, but then again, I have met you. I met you through your children, Helen and Barbara, and I met little Joy Bell when she was little, when Helen used to travel back and forth to New Jersey to minister, to co-minister with Barbara wherever the Lord had them to minister at in New Jersey. And I think I met Joy Bell once or twice, but then I got to meet them over the phone, Joy and Amber, just over the services here, Gitmo service. So there's a saying that goes, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. And I'm not talking about even if somebody does something wrong, you know, I'm not blaming that on anybody. What I'm saying is that you don't give up on people. I'm talking about in my family, but whether they're good or they do things that are contrary. But I just want to talk about Mom and the two people I know a Mom, and that's, again, Helen and Barbara, and I met Joy Bell, and then I met the others on the phone here. And I want to say again, repeat it again, forgive me. The apple didn't fall far from the tree. And Mom, I met your love through your daughters. I hear your love through your granddaughters when they get on the line and do the 5-minute preaching or encouraging words that they're sharing from the scriptures. And I just want to say God has blessed you. He blessed the fruit of your womb, and your children are amazing because they love unconditionally. They know how to handle things. I know with Barbara, she didn't compromise the word. She through whatever situations at work or anything, but what all shine out from her has been nothing but love. I remember one time when they came to New Jersey, well, Helen came to New Jersey and they went to wherever God was sending them to, and they went to a church down in New Brunswick, and I know the church very well. And for I'm going to say it like this, for inexperience or immaturity on their part, they didn't receive the godly teaching or guidance, the apostleship guidance and the pastorship guidance that Barbara and Helen was trying to share with them one prayer service night. And, you know, it was at their disadvantage that they didn't humble themselves to it, only to later, from what I found out, though later, they they did hear clearly what Barbara and Helen was trying to teach them. They didn't go away bitter or anything. They just loved them and kept chipped the dust off their feet and moved on. So I just want to say that, Mom, the apple did not fall far from the tree. You have awesome daughters. I only met the granddaughters through the phone, like I said, enjoyed them in person. You bore some awesome children. I didn't say anybody or any of us are perfect, but I just say that you bore some good fruit. And I thank you for what all you went through or what all you had to sacrifice to raise your children and here raise us who are also your children in the ministry. I want to thank you for that timely word about love today. It's an on-time word, and I wish that it could have been broadcast from the Senate House about love, what you read.
Hello.
I thank you.
Hello. Amen. We received it.
Amen.
The family received it. We received
Amen.
It.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, girl.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Minister Donna, for
Amen.
Your very encouraging words
Hello.
Today. Praise
Hallelujah.
God. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we thank God for all that he's done today, seen and unseen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Because we know that there's some things that God has done today. We haven't even seen it yet.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. And I'm just looking at Pastor Mom. She's smiling. She looking
Amen.
Pretty. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I just got to say, even before we go today, that Pastor Mom, the Lord's been doing something.
Amen.
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 Hello. Amen. So for like over a month, Pastor Mom was not able to walk well, and she's walking. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And all I can say is God did it.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. I got a text from Minister Joy who wants to say something. Welcome.
Welcome.
As,
good morning, all.
As Minister Donna called you Joy Bell.
Good morning.
That's
you hear me?
Good morning. We hear you.
Okay, I just wanted to tell everybody Happy Valentine's Day, and I love everybody.
Amen. We love you too.
Love you.
Praise God. Thank you for saying that. Amen.
Amen.
All right. All right. We're going to have Pastor Mom. You're going to close us out. In prayer, praise God.
Yeah, I think I just missed the Bible.
Okay. Amen. Pastor Mom's getting her Bible. But I tell you, we've seen some strength in her.
Amen.
Over even the past several days.
Amen.
Just the strength of the Lord has just welled up on the inside of her. And there's something that our family has gotten together and has been doing is that every time she lays down for a nap, goes to sleep at night, every time, we pray over her. And so if it's not me, it's, another member of the family, my siblings, or it's now the grandchildren have gotten into it. Where, there's somebody who's praying over her every time she lays down. And I don't think it's a coincidence
Amen.
That since actually Pastor Catherine was led to start doing that. And that's been maybe 2 weeks now. And we're seeing strength in Mom. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And then the Lord has told us to post scripture around the house and scripture that has strength in it. So, like I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The Lord is my strength and my song. Hallelujah. So wherever Pastor Mom looks, she sees a scripture.
Amen.
About strength. And we see the strength rising up on the inside of her. And we praise God for that. Excuse me, I'm just talking. And I had pressed the mute button. Thank you. Thank you, Joy, for letting me know. We're getting ready to close now. Pastor Mom was looking for a scripture there. So, amen. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you all for coming on today. Okay.
Okay.
Between me and thee.
Between me and thee.
While we're absent.
While we're absent. One from another.
It is a good holiday.
Amen.
Amen.
We just thank it. Praise the Lord for all of that, because he brought us all here.
Yes,
and
Lord.
I thank the Lord for it.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. So have a wonderful, blessed Valentine's Day.
Right there.
They're all looking for the scripture over here for Pastor Mom, and there it was. So have a blessed day.
Hallelujah.
Just feel the love of God all day long. You don't have to stop today. Let it continue on.
Yeah.
Amen. And remember, I am the church. You are the church.
Yes.
We are the church together.
Amen.
Have a blessed day.
Hallelujah.